One man's walk to freedom 20 years ago today transformed the face of a nation and sent ripples of change throughout the entire world.
On February 11, 1990, Nelson Mandela walked from the gates of Victor Verster Prison near Cape Town after 27 years behind bars.
His freedom walk effectively ended the racist apartheid regime. He became the country's first black president in 1994.
At the time, Whitefriar missionary Father Sean O'Leary was a parish priest in the Soweto township of Johannesburg. He spoke to us about his memories of that day and the change it set in motion.
Mandela!
By walking out of that prison on that Sunday afternoon, he brought a new hope to a country that was literally tearing itself apart. 1990 probably was the time where there was the most political unrest in the country and killings. I mean, thousands of people died in the period from about 86 to 93. And in the middle of this, a lot of people could not see how the future was going to be resolved, how they were going to resolve this issue. And when Mandela came out and his very first words in Cape Town that Sunday evening was, "We have to work together."
Today, the majority of South Africans, black and white, recognize that apartheid has no future. We call on our white compatriots to join us in the shaping of a new South Africa. The Freedom Movement is the political home for you too.
Sean, where were you at the time? What are your memories of that day?
Right, I was actually a mine chaplain at the time, and I was coming home, so I decided to go to Soweto. And I went down to Desmond Tutu's house, where Mandela lived across the road from him. And there was a huge party, street party, which I joined for a couple of hours. 4 days later, I met Mandela for the first time, and I was speechless. It was the first time in my life I couldn't say anything. And he just smiled and said, "Thank you very much for coming and seeing me. That's very nice."
Now, you say that his message was one of unity. 20 years on, do you think that that hope is still there, that his message is still relevant?
Yeah, I think the foundations that he built in those very early years in the 90s are what the new South Africa are standing on now. As we talk today, President Zuma is giving his State of the Nation address. The big issue is delivery. There are still millions of people living in poverty in this country. And somehow their expectations are not being met. Their hope for a better life is not being met. So it's really a question of getting in place a mechanism at the level of provincial and local government to deliver the goods to the people. The resources are in the country. South Africa is not a poor country, but we have not put in a place, a mechanism that really improves basic health care, basic education, basic sanitary needs, basic housing needs. These are still tremendous challenges for the new South Africa.
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.